We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are glad you're with us this morning, and we are waiting in just a moment to talk to Dr. Daniel Gade, who is the Republican nominee. He beat out two other candidates for the a Republican nomination for the United States Senate to take on the incumbent U.S. Senator, the Democrat, former Governor of Virginia, Mark Warner. And Dr. Gade is with us this morning. Congratulations. I appreciate you coming on. How do you feel today?
Good morning. Of course, I feel great. It was a resounding victory. I won more votes than any Republican has in a statewide nomination contest since 1996.
Wow.
And won every single city and county in Virginia. So the Republican Party is united. We're fired up. We are absolutely ready to go and win this race, including, you know, winning a lot of Democrats and independents who've messaged me and talked to me and said, hey, yes, we're voting for you because we don't like the way things are in Washington.
I got to believe there are people who are out there thinking that. And you do seem objectively, you know, no axe in this whole thing. Let's see, you got, what, 205,505 votes
in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah. So that's a pretty significant turnout.
Yeah. I mean, so there were about 300,000 people who turned out in 2018 and about 300,000 people who turned out in 2020. The difference is that we have a pandemic this year.
Right.
And the other difference was that it was virtually unanimous. Every city and county voted for me. And so what does that mean to me? It means that my message of unity and of looking at values and not of attacking other candidates personally really resonated. And that means, I think, good things for Virginia and for the country. You know, there's this idea that somehow you have to be divisive in politics, and I'm going to be a uniter. And that's going to be a message that is going to resonate and has been resonating with independents and Democrats.
Yeah, 67.43% of the vote out of these Republican voters on Tuesday. So that is an overwhelming win. And then I was going to ask, but you seem like you've done your homework. You've gone through and looked at the map state by state. I mean, I'm sorry, county by county, city by city, and pulled off a big win. What does Northern Virginia look like for you? I mean, that's been the Achilles heel for the last decade for a lot of Republicans. You can do well in other parts of the state, but the sheer numbers in Northern Virginia and the reflexive vote for Democrats that so many people offer up there, that's just been a killer. What do you do about that?
Well, of course, yes, that's true. But I'm a different kind of Republican candidate. For one thing, I've never run for anything before, including dog catcher, and I like the joke that I only have one leg, and so I can't catch a dog, even if I wanted to. But the truth is, the reason Republicans often lose up here is because we don't compete on health care, we don't compete on education, we don't compete on the environment, and those are things that I'm ready to compete on. I'm excited about competing on those things. This is not going to be a sort of red meat to the base election. This is going to be an election, yes, of course, I'm conservative, I'm happy happily so, and I'll defend those values, but I'm also going to be somebody who's going to compete on the policy stage with Senator Warner, and I can do that quite well. That's part one. And part two is, look, you know, let's not treat our federal government employees, let's not treat our military retirees and our active duty folks with disrespect just because they're part of the federal government. As a matter of fact, let's reach out to them and help them understand that when we say smaller government, we're not talking about cutting their jobs. We're talking about putting the federal government in its rightful role. Mm-hmm. And so that's a message that I'm happy to take to my friends and neighbors in Northern Virginia.
Mark Warner barely squeaked out a win over Ed Gillespie last time with a number like 49% to 48%. I mean, maybe even tighter than that, right? With this being a presidential election year, are you concerned about running with Donald Trump or separate from Donald Trump? I mean, it looks like most Republicans love Donald Trump, or at least are willing to, you know, they are eager to go vote for him this November. So you got to be careful how you thread that needle. But the second you embrace Donald Trump, there are other people, it's weird to me, but they just hate the guy so much that if you even look like you're in a picture with him, your dad?
Well, yeah, look, two things here. One is, of course, the president's performance over the next couple of months and over the past 3.5 years affects my election prospects. So if the president does well and continues to respond well to coronavirus and gets our economy and helps us get our economy back going, then of course that helps me, no question about it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, I'll just say this, that regardless of your view on the president, let's say you're an independent or a Democrat who maybe voted for him in 16, maybe didn't, and isn't really thrilled with him right now, no problem. Remember that the Senate and the House together, the Congress, is a separate and co-equal branch of government. So I'm not running to be part of, I'm not on the ticket. I'm on the ballot with the president. But what I'm not doing is running to be Secretary of Defense. I'm running to be a member of the United States Senate to serve the Constitution and serve the people of Virginia. And I'm unafraid to take on any politician if they're doing the wrong thing. And if the president's doing the wrong thing after he's reelected, I'll go talk to him. I'll go to the White House and talk to him and say, hey, Mr. President, I think a better approach for Virginia is this. And if he's doing the right thing, I'll be happy to support him. So this is not a rubber stamp election. The Democrats are going to try to make this about Donald Trump, and this is not about Donald Trump. This is about the fact that Mark Warner's been in office for 12 years, and what has he done for racial justice? What has he done for the economy? So he's got a lot to answer for, and not a lot to show for his more than a decade in the Senate.
Now, I know you've been talking to a lot of Republican activists, so it's not my place to tell you what I've heard, but I will. I've heard some Republican activists who said, I spend money, I support Republicans, I try to get them into the United States Senate, to the state legislature, I work on the weekends for their campaigns, and then they get to the position that they're in, and then they don't stand up for the things I believe in. And there are a lot of people who are really mad at the current Republican crop in the Senate for letting the country burn and being so quiet right now. Do you have a reaction both to that criticism, and what would you be doing if you were in the Senate right now?
Well, yeah, I do have a reaction. I mean, look at my record. If you look at my record in combat, if you look at my record of taking on tough public policy issues like how do we reform the way our country treats veterans, I'm unafraid to buck the orthodoxy, and I'm definitely unafraid of a fight. I've been decorated for valor and had machine gun bullets bouncing off my tank in front of my face. So, there's not much they can do to me in politics that scares me. And so, what do we need to do? We need to get this economy back going again. We need to have single-issue bills instead of these monstrous messes of bills that a bunch of pork hides in and gets paid for by the American people. We need to, fundamentally rethink the role of the federal government in our lives and push power to the state and local governments as the Constitution dictates. So there's a lot of messages here in this election, but fundamentally the real top line message is this: do you want a career politician or do you want a career servant? Yeah. Mark Warner is the former and I'm the latter.
Has Mark Warner spoken about the violence in Richmond or, the violence across the country? Have you seen that?
I have not actually. But the other day on one of his campaign staffers said that the police were basically inherently racist and that the military was racist and that both institutions, and I'm paraphrasing here, it's on Twitter, were invested in systemic racism and crushing brown and black bodies, I think was how that tweet was phrased. And when Warner was asked about it on a radio interview, he's like, he hemmed and hawed. And I'm like, look, man, if you can't even defend the police and the fact that if you defund the police or if you attack the police, guess what? The people who suffer the most are people who are already vulnerable. If you can't defend the vulnerable by telling your staff to zip it or firing somebody who's an extremist, then come on. This claim of being a radical centrist is a pretty hollow claim at that point.
And you mentioned pushing the authority back down to the states and the localities, which, of course, is not just in theory. That's what the Constitution is designed to do, is protect those rights all the way back down, starting with the individual, not back down to the individual, starting with the individual. But look at us in Richmond. I mean, we have been abandoned by our leaders. The Democrat mayor here, most of the members of the city council, nobody wants to talk about the violence that's happening. It appears that they're restricting the police from actually aggressively protecting property and people. And the governor is strangely silent, like he's on some other planet these days. If you were already in elected office, I don't know what United States Senator could do, but what's your statement about that? I mean, Richmond's in trouble right now.
Well, right. I mean, we elect, you know, one of the most or the most fundamental role of government is to protect individual rights and liberties. And what we see in Richmond right now and around the Commonwealth elsewhere and around the country is government stepping out of the way and allowing citizens to do things that are criminal and to take away the rights of other citizens by rioting, by taking away their stuff, by killing them, by raping, all of that stuff. So why is it that the mayor of Richmond and that the governor of Virginia are just sort of stepping aside? Well, I think it's because they're, you know, at the end of the day, they're radicals and they're thrilled with to support the anarchists who are doing some of this stuff. Now, of course, when I say anarchists, this is not about racial justice for George Floyd and many, many other victims of police and government overreach or violence. What I'm talking about here is the actual anarchists who are trying to rip at the fabric of our society by throwing rocks through windows. That is not a legitimate form of protest.
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate it. Congratulations on your win. I hope we'll talk pretty frequently between now and November. Daniel Gade, Dr. Daniel Gade, retired Lieutenant Colonel in the Army, and now the Republican nominee for the United States Senate, challenging Mark Warner. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.